Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from training camp. And all of our training camp coverage is brought on our 106.7 The Fan. It's presented by Paul Hinges Window Installation. PaulHingesWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. Well, we've been getting players talk after every practice. And right now, let's go out to Johnny Newton as he talks to the media.
That's good. So how does it feel to get back out there? Where do you feel you're at with everything?
It felt really good to be out there. You know, I've been watching since OTAs, mini camp. So I felt good to get back out there, you know, with the guys, family. They've been giving me great support, everybody in the locker room. Everybody in the building, really. So just to get out there and compete, it felt really good to get off.
What was it like? Because you had that procedure on the other foot in January. When you had to get it again, what are your mentals at that point? And, you know, where are you at in terms of the recovery? Are you clearly 100%, but where are you at in terms of getting back here full time?
For sure. My thought process was just attack it. I attacked the first one, you know, just get to it, get the recovery in so I could get back to work, you know. Just taking things day by day. Honestly, really don't have anything planned. Just taking it day by day, seeing how it feels, getting back into that game speed, and like I said, just taking things day by day.
When did you know that something was off with that foot, the second one?
I honestly didn't. I was checking out the right foot to see if it was good, and then got an x-ray on the left one, both feet at the same time, and I found out. It was like right before I got up here, but I never really felt anything.
That's unbelievable. So you never had any like discomfort or anything?
No.
Wow. Well, when did you really start to feel like yourself after you had the procedure?
Immediately right after, you know, like I said, I done been through it before with the other foot. So I knew what to expect. I knew how to attack the recovery. I knew what it was going to take to get back to the state. And, I did exactly that. Great training staff in there, great coaching staff. Everybody always came to check on me, definitely right after I had surgery. So it's comforted me, and I knew what my goal was and what I had to do to get back. So I just did exactly that.
Johnny, what have you learned about John Allen and Daron Payne thus far, and what are you looking forward to in working with them?
Can you say that again?
What have you learned about John Allen and Daron Payne so far, and what are you looking forward to in working with them?
For sure. They're just great people, great teammates. honestly. I mean, I've been watching them for years now. Back when they were in college, Alabama, I used to watch them. But actually getting to know them, great people, like outside of the football field, they honestly like big brothers. Like whenever I mess up with something, they'll tell me just the smallest things on the field. They always help me out, always encouraging me. So I just feel like they're like just, we know how good they are on the field, but outside of the field, they're like big brothers, honestly. And they have my back and I have theirs.
Johnny, obviously something about your game that people notice is the speed, your quickness off the line. How do you feel you're getting that back after coming back from the injury?
For sure. It's in me, not on me. So, like I said, just taking things day by day. Rome wasn't built overnight, so I'm not expecting to get back 100% first day of practice. Just getting my feet wet. Honestly, this is my first NFL practice. Getting up to the speed. And hopefully, eventually, for sure, soon, I'll be back to 100% and back to my old self.
I mean, you already look pretty quick out there, but you got a couple of Big Ten connections. So what's it like to be back with Quan Martin? And what's it like going up against Mike Sanders still here on the NFL field?
Yeah, for sure.
Teaming up with him, sorry.
Yeah, playing with Quan again and Allegretti, Nick. Those two Illinois guys. And in the locker room, we close. It's like a family, like the extended Illinois family, you could say. So Mike, that's my boy, even though he went to Michigan. You know, I don't mess with Michigan like that. But that's my boy. We in the same rookie class, always competing with everything we do. Just two competitive people who always want to win. So we connected through that bond and just wanting to be the best at what we do. So, yeah, that's how it is.
It's always tough missing practice in camp, especially as a rookie. So how tough was it and what were you able to do to kind of stay sharp mentally, mental reps?
For sure. I've always been a guy that's always practiced no matter what. So missing that practice, it was hard, honestly, but I knew, like I said, I knew what I had to do, get the mental reps in. Like I said, everybody in the building was always encouraging me. John's my locker mate, so always talking to John. He's like, bro, you're going to be all right. He's like, I can't wait for you to get on the field. And just hearing that from John was great encouragement to me because I look up to John. Like I said, he's like a big brother to me. And what he's done on the field, excellent. Like, we all know that. So, like I said, I grew up watching John. So hearing things from him, like, consistently every day, it was always encouraging to me. And DQ, AP always came to check up on me. And I just felt like that meant the most to me. So I knew what I had to do. And that always gave me, like, an extra boost. I wouldn't say disappointment. I was kind of shocked, honestly. Kind of upset me, but I really didn't let it get to me that much. I was like, man, if we go do it, let's just do it now. So we got it out the way immediately. And like I said, I knew what I had to do. I just went through the same thing with the right foot. So I was kind of happy that we found it now rather than later. And it affected me during the season. So I just feel like everything happens for a reason, and that happened. Both of my feet are completely healed now, so just getting back to it now.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank y'all.
All right, that's Johnny Newton talking to the media here at training camp and talking about his two surgeries he had. Had one, and then he went back to get it checked. You know what they do? They like the massage. Would do it, x-ray with one foot compared to the other to see what's going on, and they found out that he had the other foot he needed to get done. But after sitting there watching him for a little bit, I walked over while they were doing it, and I sat there, and he seems to be in good spirits on the field. He didn't seem like something that's bothering him. He was asked a question about how is he feeling. He said they feel completely healed. He said that after the second one, you know, you all heard this, but I'm just saying the way it's one thing hearing him and one thing watching him when he answering the questions, and I think the young man is ready to go. John Allen and Deron Payne, he looks up to them, and I expect him to get out there and become a vital part of this defense. Listen, they didn't draft that kid right where they did because they thought he couldn't play. You know, he dropped down because of the injury. Everyone had a first-round grade on Johnny Newton. And I think that's the thing with Adam Peters. He understands how to make those moves. And Dan Quinn loves aggressive defensive players. This young man is very, very aggressive. And when we looked at the defense last year, it was a combination of things. We didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback, whether it be it from the end or up the middle. I think Johnny Newton could help with that some. You know, De'Ron Payne and John Allen are two guys that have played extremely well, but they can't play the whole damn game. So you need to have some level of backups for him. Ridgeway is a guy who Jeff loves, and, you know, Ridgeway, if he's still around, he can play. Fedarian Mathis, this is a show-me year for him. If he can't get much done this year, he might be on his way because 2 years have been basically limited by injuries. And when you keep getting injured in football, you don't hang around. It's a cutthroat business, and I think he has to understand that. The little saying, you can't make the club in the tub. If you're constantly in the tub, you're not helping the team win. So that's why they went out there. And I think that's part of the reason why they drafted that young man so high.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.